You know what? With so much content whizzing around out there, I know, it's so saturated. There's only one storytelling platform that can surely help you keep calm and stay informed and inspire you. Flipboard. Flipboard creates the world stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you. Yes, you kiddo, 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save urgently and share, tap the plus button to add the to private and public collections. It's that simple, my kiddos. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at Flipboard.com. And with that song of Taylor Swift, hi my kiddos. And you guys thought that I forgot about you. Ha 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 ha. No. Stick around. Alrighty, I'm back. It's Friday, and I hope that you're having the best day of your life today. Be grateful, be thankful, and keep on joining me in my journey. Please remember, leave your reviews. And also, I am so thankful for the new listeners, the current listeners, and my Anchor fam. We definitely are here to support each other. Do I have a theme today? It's summertime. And I don't know about you, but I feel like I just don't want to do anything when I have a lot to do. It's just like you just want to go to the beach. And then when you're like driving around Malibu or Santa Monica, and the days have been just so beautiful here in California. It's just like, oh my God, take me. I'm not a surfer, but definitely I want to just like chill out. If you do not live near the water, I'm sending you the best vibes ever for you to just enjoy that wonderful breeze, blue skies, palm trees, the ribs of the ocean, by driving by the Pacific Highway. Yep. And definitely savor it. I am working on a lot of projects. Thank you for everyone that definitely is on board. Definitely something really, really, really good coming up soon. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm here, that I'm listening, that I'm watching, that I'm definitely supporting. And if you need a shout out, if you want to just talk, if you want to just make a comment, I'm all there. I cannot really truly say how receptive everybody has been about my content. Are we definitely excited about IGTV. Ooh. Yes. Content creators have more options aside of YouTube, aside of Periscope. Incredibly so. Let me tell you, Periscope is still around. And yes, it is. And Facebook Live. And as I said to you guys, there is a lot of opportunity out there. With Live Me also, and the feedback that I've been getting incredibly from everybody. I guess my learning is that the first half of this year has been consistency in making sure that, you know, I do this every week. And I talk to you guys and I touch bases, and I haven't done a lot of the co-hosting interviews because I'm trying to put something together and defining more and more
where exactly I'm heading to, from broadcasting to podcasting. This is the journey from a corporate employee to an entrepreneur, from traditional to digital. That's my message. And mostly my message is being an adapter, an overcomer, and what else? And, you know, pursuing, you know, keeping going. And this is the moment that is happening for me. I just wanted to definitely say that whatever you're doing, as little as you're doing, it counts. It matters. You say, well, I wish I could put more time into it. You'll do. You gotta say, I have enough time to do the things that I love to do. That's it. Because if you keep on saying that you do not have any time, then guess what? Then that's what exactly is going to happen. You got to say, I have more than enough time. Here you are, you're thinking, Joey, but are you decided to just... These are lessons of life that has pretty much taken me to this space right now where I am. Where I truly, truly, really tell you, you're only able to control the things that you can do. And the things that you cannot do, you let them go. You let them go. And if there's something that you do not like, feel appreciated, or feel honored, or feel acknowledged, or feel, you know, then you need to bring it up and say it. Again, I learn with you guys. And I'm not only saying it, I'm also applying it and using it in my lifetime. If you would have told me, Joey, when I met you at 20, I would have been a different kind of person. I live in a bubble. I still live in a bubble. But you know what I send out to my bubble? I say, protect your bubble. The other bubble that I used to live was very naive, very, very out of it, you know. I'm not gonna say, remember that I always told you guys also, my space is about uplifting, motivating, kind of bringing down the noise of everything else that's going on right now. I'm sure that you guys are up to date with all the news. And the separation of families, or the new executive order, all of that stuff. I know that you guys know what's going on. And I'm just going to say that I've been in this country for quite a while, and I just still don't lose, you know, the hope that I have and the love that I have for this country. That's it. That's going to be my two cents about it. There's amazing, amazing organizations out there that where we can either donate, invest our time, and hands-on, you know, be involved, make a difference. Sometimes people think like, oh my God, I have to think big. You just have to help one person, one child. That's it. You know, in any way possible. I've been very much of an advocate of volunteering. I'm more of the hands-on than obviously picking up, you know, whatever is easier for you. Some people are like, well, I'd rather donate or put a check. That's on you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, that you know that you're making a difference in somebody else's life. May that be in any shape or form that, you know, that you're okay with that. So, I want to leave you with the thoughts that work hard. Definitely, we have to work hard. If you really want what you want, you got to work smarter and harder. There's no other way about it. And keep on learning. Every day I invest in learning, may that be through a podcast, may that be reading an article, may that be seeking for information, may that be watching a YouTube video. I am very, very, very curious. And that's what feeds my soul. Information, talking to you guys, sharing my knowledge, what I know. And that's what takes me to do the things that I have to do. And God is good. Even when I don't understand it, even when I may not get it right now, even when it doesn't make any sense, even when you plan it, He sometimes laughs at your plans and change everything around. Just know that the process is coming through. Sometimes we have to go through mistakes over and over and over again in order to get it. There's no wasted lessons in life. There's none. It may not serve you today, but it will serve you later on. And with that, this is my gem to you. Take care. I'll talk to you next week.